Find out what we learned at the Natural Products Expo West on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. We're excited to have you here with us. If you're a regular listener, we love that you continue to be on this journey with us. If you're a first-time listener, welcome, and please check out our library of hundreds of podcasts sitting out there, hundreds of episodes, over 450?
Over
450.
Easily. Yeah.
Yes. So anyways, we went to this trade show last week, and it's called Natural Products Expo West, and it was amazing. I love shows. I love anything where you can get free stuff.
Dr. Cruz likes tchotchkes.
I do. I'm not going to deny it. Mm-hmm. I've actually come to terms with it. Yeah. So we had a lot of fun. We learned a lot. And we went because, as you may or may not know, we have our own line of health supplements. And if you want to learn more about it, you can find out more about our supplements at drlizcruz.com. We've got everything there. And so we have our own line, our own formulations. And so we always like to, you know, check out other products that are out there so that we can compare. Always in the vein of thought that we're always looking to improve and to make it a better product for our patients, for our clients. And so it's good to be out there to see what's going on. And let me tell you something. Supplements are hot, right?
Goodness, there were so many.
Health supplements companies. Are like the thing, the yeah. trend. Yeah, there are so many companies.
There was a few thousand companies at the show. There was, I mean, just rows and rows and rows and rows mm-hmm. of companies. But I would probably say at least 200 or 300 supplement
yes.
companies.
Oh,
were
easy,
there.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. Many, I mean, so yeah. many. It's
and
it's
some
overwhelming.
Big ones, yeah, some really big companies, yep. really small starting companies, you know, companies that we are familiar with because we compete against these companies for right. the supplements that we have. But it was great to actually go and see how everyone is presenting themselves and mm-hmm. the products that they have and the words that they're using
exactly.
to promote their products, you know, the buzzwords. It's really fun. You
yeah.
know? From my standpoint, I mean, not only from trying to help patients, but also from a marketing standpoint, it's really kind of fun to kind of see
yes.
that side of it.
Absolutely. And from my standpoint, you know, as a physician who for all of my career has been trying to help my patients because I want them to feel good. I want to try to help them get better from whatever the issue, their gastroenterology issue is. However, I must say that I am a marketing sucker.
Yes, you are.
I am.
And that's your need for tchotchkes.
Yes. My wife knows it very well because if she sends me to the store to get a carton of eggs, uh-huh. I will come home with a carton that's like the most beautiful.
Mm. Just, has all the buzzwords.
Has
on
all
it.
The buzzwords. And, you know, doesn't matter how much it costs. It looks pretty when you put it in the fridge.
That's right.
And the eggs somehow taste better.
Yes.
Yeah. So
this is why I do the grocery shopping.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It was fun. Like Tina said, it was great. Over, you know, few hundred supplement companies, all of them specializing in slightly different things. You know, some of them, there was one in particular that really stood out in my mind because they specialize in probiotics. Mm. And they have, well, actually, they also have digestive enzymes. They have other things. But their probiotics, that was like the big thing they were pushing when we went up to talk to them. And they have like literally a different probiotic formulation for every different ailment, mm-hmm. you know, for gas, for fatty liver, for all sorts of female issues, for urinary incontinence, for UTIs.
And then for men, for women, for kids,
yes.
for seniors. It was literally like
multiple.
A probiotic for like everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Basically.
And basically like each of the formulations is a little bit different. I mean, for the most part, most of the bottles that we looked at had some of the similar strains.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, you know, so they may vary in one or two strains. Maybe they vary in counts. Honestly, I'm not sure exactly what they were varying on. There were multiple. And probably there were added, other things that they added to it, like maybe cranberry for like their urinary tract infection line. So that was pretty impressive. It was also interesting looking at how they package their supplements. Very fascinating. And, you know,
well, that's where the marketing has to come in, right? So like with that company specifically, who has like a million different probiotics for all different ailments. And for the most part, the ingredients in those probiotics are pretty much the same, but the box looks very different, right? Yes. So even though you're taking something that probably is very similar to the box next to it, the box looks different. The box is targeted toward you and your ailment. And so that's where the marketing piece comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, let me see. I mean,
the thing that I found interesting is that a lot of supplement companies are very focused on digestive health. Even if they're broad supplement companies and they do all different types of supplements for all different kinds of ailments, there is a huge push toward digestive health and a huge push toward helping people that are having digestive issues because digestive issues are a big thing, right? There's a lot of people out there with digestive issues. And so even the small companies that are just trying to break out, they even have their digestive health kind of regimen, right? That they're pushing. Yeah. So, I mean, that was, for me, it was nice to see that there's other companies that are focused on digestive health. It was also nice to see that ours are still the best.
Yes. So one of the big things that we did notice, that was really, you know, for us, it made us feel good about the line that we carry, is as we looked at a lot of these, companies, there were like all of their supplements usually had additives and, you know, fillers. And so that's one of the things that Tina and I have really prided ourselves in, you know, for all the years that we've been doing this, is making a product that is free of additives, free of fillers, and it's really hard. I mean, we've spoken to multiple co-manufacturing companies
who make the products for us,
and they just really push to put fillers in it, to put, you know, other additives, to put things that are for binding the powder.
I mean, they'll tell us, we have to put this because if we don't put this, then the product won't bind properly and it won't go in your capsule properly. But then somehow we talk to another co-manufacturer and they're like, oh yeah, we don't have to use that if you don't really want it. So just really interesting the way these manufacturers are kind of coming at even us as customers of theirs trying to get our products made. You know, even at the show, there was a really good line that I liked the ingredients of, but they had a lot of fillers. And I said, would you be willing to make this without the fillers? And they went on and on about how, no, you have to have all these. And I'm like, no, you don't. You know, so just really interesting that part. Finding the supplements that were comparable to ours and seeing that they're not as high potency as ours. So that was nice to see that ours are very potent compared to what is out there. And then there were some lines that were similar to ours and didn't have fillers, but they were very expensive. So I think that also, you know, again, made us feel good that we're offering a very high quality product for a very reasonable cost. Because yes, you can get high quality supplements, but you're gonna pay a lot more money for them.
Exactly. So one of the booths that was there that I was very impressed by was a company that specializes, well, they do digestive enzymes, but they really focus a lot on systemic enzymes. And so systemic enzymes basically are very strong proteases that work on a systemic basis. So digestive enzymes work in the stomach. They help digest food. Systemic enzymes, you take them with meals, right? They help you. They help to digest food.
Right.
Whereas systemic enzymes bypass the stomach, go into the small intestine where they're absorbed into the bloodstream, and they work at the level of the bloodstream systemically to try to clean up toxins and you know, just things that are in your body that are causing inflammation and causing illness, causing disease. So those systemic enzymes we also carry. We call it our daily detox.
Delicate detox.
Our delicate detox. Yes. Can you actually show that bottle? So it's a delicate detox, and it's an amazing super-powered, supercharged protease that, like I said, works at the systemic level. It's you know, you take it. It's very delicate, as the name implies. It's not something that's going to have you tied to the to the toilet. And so I was really impressed by the fact that people are becoming more aware of these systemic enzymes. And you know, they gave me a booklet on the different diseases that they're recommending the use of these systemic enzymes for. And I tell you, I like, you know, I almost read that entire book like before the end of the evening, because it was just so fascinating. And I was just so excited and happy to see that, you know, that it's becoming more popular.
Yeah, because up to this point, we actually haven't had a lot of competitors to this product on the market.
Right.
And now it's starting to become more well known. So it's kind of cool that we're already doing it, and that this is the way that it's being delivered. Same exact concept, only very, very clean.
Exactly.
So that's the other, you know, the other benefit, and then for a reasonable cost. So those are all the things that we're looking for, right? The quality of the actual ingredients, the potency of the ingredients, the fact that there's no fillers, and the fact that it's reasonable in cost. To us, that's what makes a really good, effective supplement to add to your daily routine, while also keeping it, you know, reasonable for you to be able to afford to take care of yourself.
That's right. Yeah. So if you're interested, if you want to find out more about our products, about our line of supplements, please check us out. Go to our website, drlizcruz.com. We've got everything there. You can even book a free 30-minute wellness consult, and that's done online. That's done actually over the phone, so you can do it from anywhere in the world. There's a magenta-colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule that free 30-minute wellness consult. If you have not rated our program, please give us a rating, and please give us a 5, because it'll help other people just like you to find us quicker. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.